Nebraska is now the only state in the country where the electric chair is the only method used to execute convicted murderers. Some people in that state are concerned that this method could lead the U.S. Supreme Court to rule that the death penalty as executed in Nebraska is cruel and unusual punishment, and therefore unconstitutional. This month, the Nebraska legislature is holding a special session to consider whether to add lethal injection to the state's machinery of capital punishment, or even abolish the electric chair altogether. Richard Moran is the author of a new book documenting the history of the chair. It's titled Executioner's Current: Thomas Edison, George Westinghouse, and the Invention of the Electric Chair. He joins us from the studios of WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Mr. Moran, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And who was the first person to say, you know, I've got an idea for carrying out executions. Let's run a live current through a guy.
Well, a lot of people were thinking about the same thing at the same time. I think if you're trying to understand how it is that we got the electric chair, you have to go back to the 1880s when the state of New York was reevaluating hanging. There had been a number of botched hangings, and they were looking for a new way to execute criminals. What happened is at the same time, Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse were in a struggle to control the electrical power industry. Mm-hmm. Thomas Edison had direct current, and George Westinghouse was using alternating current. And as Westinghouse began to gain market share over the industry that Edison created, Thomas Edison was looking around for ways to beat his competitor. And one of the advantages that direct current had was it was perceived as less dangerous than alternating current. And so Edison thought that if he could associate alternating current, Westinghouse generators, with the executioner's current, then people would be afraid to put it in their homes or their commercial establishments.
So Edison and Westinghouse did not invent the electric chair per se, but they had specific interests in whether or not one got developed.
That's correct. And what Edison was able to do was to help shape an ongoing debate about finding a more humane method of execution, and used that in his struggle with Westinghouse to help with his business interest. Oddly enough, had it not been for Edison's influence and for the opposition of the medical establishment, we probably would have had lethal injection in the 1880s. And at that time, it would have been lethal injection by an overdose of morphine or prussic acid.
But there's some doctors who over the years have objected to lethal injection on the idea that you need a doctor to administer it, and they don't believe a doctor should ever be in the business of taking a life.
Yeah, the American Medical Association is against doctor participation in any kind of execution. Mm-hmm. And currently, today with lethal injection, they don't use doctors, they use medical technicians. Mm-hmm. But a doctor is always present to pronounce a person dead. So, in a way, they do participate, although they say they don't do so directly.
Mr. Moran, would you know why Nebraska has kept the electric chair years after other states have gone to lethal injection for whatever reason?
Well, I think Nebraska hasn't executed very many people. Mm-hmm. And I think the other states have gone to lethal injection because after the moratorium on executions from 1967 to 1977... the de facto one, when states needed to introduce new laws, they were concerned that electrocution would be found cruel and unusual punishment. So that's why they moved to lethal injection, so that their execution statutes would not be determined to be unconstitutional. I think Nebraska just never really got around to it.
Mr. Moran, I gather you've witnessed a death by lethal injection.
That's correct.
And in your judgment, is lethal injection an improvement of any kind over the chair?
In some sense, is no. It's still putting a person to death. And the execution that I witnessed did have a violent moment to it. But if violence is the killing itself, then most of the discussion on method is really a distraction. The value of lethal injection is that it allows the public to think that we are killing somebody in a humane and kind way. We're looking for an aesthetic view that a person drifts off to sleep, and lethal injection provides that, and the only damage to the body, at least in the exterior, is a pinprick. Mm-hmm. And understanding that, I think, helps you understand the century-long search for more humane methods of execution.
Mr. Moran, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Richard Moran is the author of a new book, Executioner's Current, Thomas Edison, George Westinghouse, and the Invention of the Electric Chair, speaking with us from the studios of member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts.